Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back, baby. Yes, welcome back to the official Dom J Radio Show. How are y'all doing out there, man? I hope everybody's staying safe, staying blessed, drinking plenty of water, trying to get a little bit of rest. Man, I know it's been a long ass 2020. I think I left y'all sometime during the summer, and a lot's been going on low-key with your boy. I'm always low-key for the most part, but I'll delve into some of the personal stuff that's been going on in life, update that on y'all. You know what I'm saying? We'll, of course, discuss music, news, sports, all that high jazz. We have a new president, but if you thought that was going to be a smooth and easy transition, you have 2020 messed up. So we'll get into all that and much, much more after this. Good food, good life. Pure life begins now. That's why I drink a Nestle Pure Life purified water. A future full of possibilities starts by drinking pure quality water. Please be sure to empty and replace caps. Recycle plastic. The cap is a small part and poses a choking hazard, particularly for children. Pure life. Nestle. This episode's spoken word segment is entitled Pisces at Night. That's Pisces at Night. You can find it over on the official Dom J WordPress page, The Invisible Eye. Up next, Pisces at Night. Pisces at Night. I knew at that instant the words would change life to be forever better. This supercilious love affair will last forever. Observing reality through your prism. Bouts of pure triviality that stem from being human chains, pride-filled veins, Vice City aspirations, hoping to hit the lotto and economically shift the station. We ebb and we flow, gamble. Worthwhile risk are all that we know. Forever shooting past full moons seeking heat. We are flowers in mid-bloom. Pisces at night. Okay, so on the last episode, I know I was discussing everything that was basically coming up for the fall. I had discussed K-12 education options, dedicated a spoken word segment to the youth, putting them up on some free game, gave y'all the impact and the significance of voting locally, and of course dropped some music for y'all's consideration. So we are now sitting here, it's November. As you all know, the election has come and gone. I hope everybody exercised their rights as, you know what I'm saying, citizens here in these quote unquote United States of America. And I hate it now when I hear that people don't take those opportunities to vote, but then still find a way to sit around and complain about shit. Because it's one thing if you don't want to vote for the president because you feel it doesn't matter. That's perfectly fine. Understandable. Because in America, we have the Electoral College established. It can deter people from feeling like their vote doesn't matter when they go in and vote, and then find out collectively their county or your district or your parish or whatever, what have you, doesn't vote in the same manner, and therefore your vote is seemingly swallowed up into the local mass and then the grand mass within your city and then the grander mass, if you will, of your state. I can understand how that may dissuade somebody. No smoke, no cap, you know what I'm saying? But the real smoke in it is that the Electoral College was created by the framers of the U.S. Constitution as an alternative to electing the president by popular vote or by Congress. Now, when you think about it, that's a clear way of making your vote and the people's vote at large not really matter as it should. It should just be, in my estimation, the simplest way, just an outright vote. We got some odd, you know, whatever number of people here in this country, a billion or a billion plus, whatever it is, or however many hundreds of millions. however many people decide to vote, whatever candidate gets the most votes should be then declared the winner. It's literally like that for any other election. Whether we're talking city council members, whether you're talking local representatives, whether you're talking senators, any of that. It's just a collection. Whoever amasses the most amount of votes in their specific area has then been declared the winner. And so by all means, it brings into, I guess, the irony of the idiocy that some people say and show when they talk about how the country's problems are systemic. The Electoral College was created to, by definition, be a systemic problem from voters and their direct voice. That's really the best way you can exercise change for anything substantial in this country. Who gets elected? Who then makes the rules? Who then executes said rules on people? Who exercises a sort of dominion and right over other groups of people? If you want to see that change happen, it has to start locally. And so that's why, like, yes, 2020 voting. Hey, if you listen to this and you voted, much love to you, much respect to you, regardless of whatever party you voted for, even though I may lean a certain way because I don't like people who don't know what the hell they're doing, trying to tell other people what to do and impacting lots of lives by doing stupid shit. But regardless of that, I hope everyone did take that time, make your plan for your family and vote. I was hella excited. Me and my wife, we voted the second day of early voting, and I was geeked. It took a whole maybe 10 minutes. The longest part of the process was just the drive to our polling station. Boom, we was in and out of there in 5 minutes tops, man. It's real simple, man. It's just like anything. You make your plan, execute it, you be in and out of there. But again, even in these elections, if you didn't want to vote for the president, you still should have been at the polling place. You could have wrote in some BS, like writing in Kanye's name, but under the initial presidential selections are all the things that would be relative to you in your respective area. Any sort of amendments or referendums that are being passed about, any local races as far as, you know, Senate seats, any local council seats, any potential tax increases, all those things that people just don't pay any attention to until it's time to complain about something. Those are the issues on your ballot, man. So you gotta be able to recognize that, man. It's a game, and you take yourself out of it by not even going and making a plan to vote, bro. Things will impact you locally, and you'll sit there and wonder, how did this get passed through? Motherfucker, you ain't take the time to go and vote. Take time to sit around on the internet and complain about shit and do it sarcastically with a bit of realism in it, but then realize you gave up that power by not choosing to vote. It's stupid. Now, I've been accused, you know, of not voting before, and I didn't vote in the 2020 election, or not the 2020 election, my bad, definitely voted this year. Didn't vote in the 2016 presidential election, but I voted 2018 for my local offices, and I cannot wait for 2022 to continue voting these idiots who are in charge in Florida up out of here, man. Marco Rubio, Rick Scott, DeSantis, coming for all y'all, man. I'm gonna get y'all the hell up out of here. Florida is showing you, if you look at any of the election results, it's showing you in the cities like Jacksonville, like Orlando, like Miami, it's turning blue, man. We're getting more progressive, even though you're battling a whole lot of other conservative areas within the country. It's good to see the places where people like myself and those alike would like to live, that those places are becoming more and more progressive. So that was beautiful. Definitely beautiful to see that. But the whole point is, these elections and the midterm elections are just as important. And you gotta stay abreast, even if you don't like watching the news. Let's say you feel some sort of way about it, that's fine. News can be a crapshoot depending upon what station, what area you're in, you know what I'm saying? But unless you're finding outside sources that are covering what's happening in your area locally, how are you gonna stay abreast of what's happening? How are you gonna stay abreast of what businesses are opening, what businesses are closing, what's being proposed? Like Jacksonville, I was really proud of Duval County. That's where I live, you know what I'm saying? Duval, for the first time ever, you know what I'm saying? Biden won as a Democrat in this county. That's the first time since like 1976 with like Jimmy Carter, bro. It's been over 40 years since the Democrat won this county. But it happened this year, man. And I was proud to say that I know my family, my household, we were a part of that. And so I think that's just a collective moment I wanted to share. Just the importance, again, voting locally, man. It's more than just voting for the president every 4 years. There are years in between that every 2 years where you need to be looking at who's running for offices, who's trying to get taxes raised. Do you want to agree with that? In my county, again, as an example, we got a half-cent tax pass that's going to help rebuild, the lesser funded schools. I'm all for that type of thing. As anybody who knows me knows, I'm in education. So half-cent tax, all for it. All for it, man. But again, that just comes down to things locally in my area. Florida voted to pass minimum wage. Gonna raise minimum wage up to $15 over the course of the next 4 or so years, man. Going up to 11 and 12, so on and so forth. Was definitely in favor of that. I'm never not in favor of people getting more money. Anybody, I don't want to typecast, but anybody who might be against that probably looks a certain way. Now, I ain't gonna say, you know what I'm saying, what that looks like, but I ain't never been a type to be pocket watching or pocket blocking. I want people who need, minimum wage jobs to get the money that they need, because against the stupid argument that people propose that prices of everything else would go up if we raise minimum wage, the prices of everything else has gone up regardless, and minimum wage has been low as fuck. Let's just keep it a bean. You need to take simple housing. Look at your apartment complex's history or your housing area's history. Look at the price of it 10 years ago. 5 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, and look at what it cost you now. It could be the same complex 5 or 10 years ago, might have cost you $200 or $300 less than it cost you now. Minimum wage ain't changed damn near by any stretch of the imagination that much. So again, man, don't be fooled by people with their stupid arguments. Make sure your voice is heard, if not for you, for your family, and if not for your family, your community. How else you gonna show that you care about yourself or anything else, man? Don't be like that. Get out there and vote. 2022, make your plan now. It's 2020, we about to turn the corner and it'd be 2021. Start making your plan. Start looking up the people that are running for these offices, running for re-election. If they not saying anything that you agree with, take your ass to the polls and get them up out of here. But boy, whatever you do, make your plan and vote. I know that may have seemed like a bit of a rant to some people, but I'm really passionate about that sort of thing, doing those sort of civic duties, all of that. And it's just that time of the year where you see, or if you're thinking outside of this year, from a macro perspective, man, these past 4 years, whoo, child, how could you not? How could you not have made a plan if you were a voter to vote? I don't know. Couldn't be me, though. Couldn't be me. But if we're looking at it, you know, technically we have a new president. By all means, Joe Biden has been elected the 46th president of the United States of America. And we have a vice president, Kamala Harris, has been elected as the first woman, first black woman, first, part Asian woman elected as the vice president of the United States of America, man. So definitely big ups to them. Prayers for them. I like the idea of them, despite this alleged fraud and the lawsuits and all of that taking place. There's no proof of any of that. No proof of the frauds. These cases are getting struck down in court. But I'm like, hey, what would you expect out of the guy he's replacing? I would expect nothing less. If you were expecting more entertainment, you're definitely getting more entertainment. I like how they've handled it, though. Because they're real adults, real people trying to make substantial change for millions of Americans, real people that are serious about the work that they do, they're moving forward, showing you the plans that they have, starting to put together cabinet, giving you the coronavirus task force that's needed to get a hold of this pandemic. That's still raging, man. So I really hope, even though your brother ain't been reminding y'all because I've been gone for a minute, I hope y'all been staying in the house, not really out there wilding, because coronavirus is gonna meet you in the streets, and that's for real, for real. But anyway, we do have new president by all means. We got some contested results. Okay, that's fine. In GA, It's looking like a Biden win there after this hand recount of some odd 5 million votes. But he's up 15,000 votes. And most times in recount scenarios, according to all metrics and NPR sources of information, contested results are often changed if the votes are minimal. We're talking like 300 or 400 votes being changed or you know, making a difference between which candidate wins. Some odd 15,000, bruh. Child, couldn't be me out there recounting all them votes. But I digress. I'm thinking, despite after all this is all the chicanery, these charades, these facades are over and done with, that the results will ultimately be the same and we will be able to move forward as a country behind this new administration. The Senate, we've got some runoffs going for Georgia, two seats there. That's going to be taking place. So if you're in Georgia listening to this podcast, I got a few people who live there. Hope y'all are staying safe, first off. And second off, make sure y'all are telling everybody you know to be ready to re-vote and vote again in that runoff election at the turn of the new year. Senate's up for grabs. The House of Representatives, looking like the Democratic Party's winning that. 219 already. Need 218 for the majority. So, you know, we're making some progress, making some strides here and there. And I saw an interesting tweet the other day, man. It said if it weren't for the Electoral College, again, bringing that creation of the framers of the Constitution back. If it weren't for that, Republicans might never have another president again. Interesting concept, man. Not to just break it down to two parties, but that's the system we're left with here in America. Basically a two-party system where you can vote for other parties if you like, but you want to talk about your voice and your vote essentially being swallowed up. Doing anything outside of these two parties will essentially leave you that. And I've often found myself to be an independent in a lot of cases, but that's neither here nor there. Again, just some things to think about and consider. I think it's going to be good to see how, once all, again, these charades, these facades, and all these fake lawsuits, these fake donations that he's taking for the campaign that are really just going to help him cancel out and minimize some of the debts. But he's got some lawsuits. If you know, this man that's leaving office has got some lawsuits waiting on his ass. But I think it's going to be interesting to see how we turn the page, not only on the coronavirus, but just a lot of issues in this country, a lot of the disparity when it comes to wealth. The women's rights obviously are always on the ballot, being re-brought up into questioning for some reason. I never really understand why it seems like a bunch of old white dudes are still sitting around asking, you know, themselves, what should we allow women to do with their bodies? The weirdest shit, man. But I guess if you're a weirdo and trying to have dominion and control over people that would otherwise, you know, sort of put you out to pasture, so to speak, that these would be the sort of things that you're sitting around arguing about. Old ass dudes all up in women's business. I can't get behind any of that. Let's see, man. I think that might be all the political news, man. I really just hope y'all took the time out to vote. No BS. Shit's really important, man. Every 2 years, be looking. Be looking to vote. Be looking to make sure your voice is heard, not just for yourself, for your family, and for your community. It's important. Okay, so I did think I was done with the political news, but as I was recording this, I just saw across my news ticker, Biden wins Georgia and Trump wins North Carolina. The race concludes with 306 electoral votes to 232. So buddy wants a recount, but it's looking like I said, man, it's going to be more of the same. I know I said charades in the last segment too. Somebody was probably going to be on my ass about that. Charades, okay. Charades and facades, okay. But, outside of that, man, again, just hoping y'all are still staying safe. All BS and jokes aside, man, the coronavirus is not getting as much coverage because we're in the middle of this, you know, presidential race and all of that. But cases are on the rise and they are rising fast, man. Texas alone, just a couple days ago, reported they got over 1 million cases in one state. Worldwide, it's looking like at this current moment in time, about 53 million infections. 1.295 deaths worldwide, with the U.S. leading with over 1,000. Average daily, you know, which is terrible, man. We're talking about 1,000 daily now. You thought we had a handle on it, but again, downplayed if you're looking at it from a sort of structure, downplayed at the highest level, no sort of unification with safety measures and protocols being provided to millions of people left to their own devices. You leave idiots to do what they want to do. What are they going to do? They're going to make idiotic choices. And so it's really no surprise. And again, you just got to be thinking, protecting yourself, protecting yours, protecting those that are close to you, thinking about the winter months ahead, man. You got to know cold and flu season. That's the winter months, essentially. Without a pandemic, people are often getting sicker at this time of the year. Now you add in a pandemic on top of that, could be a long few months, man. But again, I just hope if you're listening to this, make sure you re-up on all your supplies. Make sure you get your mask, get your gloves, get your Lysol sprays, your Clorox wipes, all of that good stuff. We ain't saying hoard it from other people who can't afford it or can't get it, but just make sure you stay stocked up for these winter months coming up, man. This corona shit is no joke. It's serious. Deadass. In other news, something that I have been looking forward to, for real, it's definitely the holiday season. Now, I'm going to have another episode, obviously, for y'all. You know, I love doing the little holiday episodes, tips and things. Navigating the holiday season is always interesting. And, of course, with this being 2020 and everything that's happened this year, I'm sure the holiday season will be just as interesting with the choices people are going to have to make. So, again, people, be smart. You know what I'm saying? Be proactive in your thinking, be resourceful. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to have a nice holiday season, but again, do what's best for you and your family. Don't be trying to be out here doing all that extra, you know what I'm saying, just for the gram. All right, man, be caught up. You just be playing yourself, playing the star player in the mirror. I ain't never been about that. I wouldn't advise anybody else to be about that either. But I'm going to get into more detail on that on a later episode. But I'm looking forward to the holidays just on my own sort of wavelength. What my thinking, it's just going to be different having just gotten married, man, and going into the holidays now. And I think I'm going to have to obviously check with the wife again. But I think we sort of agreed to basically kind of chill out. If 2020 hasn't given enough directive to chill out anyway, just married a month ago. You know, a couple days, really looking at the holiday season coming up again, man. What you trying to do? Where you trying to be? You know what I'm saying? With everything given that's going on at this time, looking like we may be ho-ho home for the holidays, man. And if it's left up to my intrinsic self, my introverted self, rather, that is perfectly fine with me, man. Make it feel like holidays as best as you can. Loving on the ones that you can and sending that love out from afar, of course.
Litter boxes, toilet exteriors, tubs and shower walls, finished hardwoods, sealed granite, stainless steels, got a mess? New 40% thicker cleaning, 2 times better Clorox disinfecting wipes can get the job done. They kill 99.9% of virus and bacteria, Staph, E. coli, MRSA, Salmonella, Strep, Kleb, kill cold and flu viruses, all of that with Clorox disinfecting wipes.
Now, if you're like me, you're probably into sports, and just piggybacking off of the last topic, coronavirus-related news, the sports world has been a cluster situation, if you will, to put it lightly. Going back to the summer, of course, the NBA had a bubble, and really, you know, the Lakers came out on top. Shout out to Laker Nation, you know what I'm saying? Champs, once again, doing that one for Kobe, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to the Mamba, to Gianna, all those that were lost in that tragic helicopter crash. But the NBA came through with the whole bubble system, their play-in games, all of the playoff games that followed. No positive cases, man. If dudes were coming in, they had a waiting period to come in. If there were any sort of inklings, your ass was out of there, man. They were really able to execute that in a smart fashion. And I believe the person who directed that is part of Biden's task force as far as the coronavirus goes. Have to double check on that, but I'm pretty sure, because that would be a smart situation. And if not, whoever came up with that idea should be advising the NFL, who's done a terrible job at really getting a hold of this. It's like an outbreak season for them and for the NCAA. But I think it's doubly worse for the NCAA because we're talking about student athletes, unpaid student athletes, not $100,000 players, not $1 million players, multi-million dollar players. We're talking about student athletes who, you know, having been a student athlete, I understand that sort of, you know, predicament where you're trying to show and prove from your last year. If you're trying to get drafted, you're trying to come back and, you know, do it for the home team one time, get better, go to a bowl game, all of that razzle dazzle. But each conference, each of the Power Five conferences doing their own fucking thing, man. You got like the Pac-12 playing 7 games, SEC playing nobody but SEC people. The Big 12 started hella late. They keep getting cancellations. The best team out of that conference, Ohio State, keeps having games canceled because other teams are contracting COVID. It's a big clusterfuck, if I'm keeping it a buck. Don't really know what to make out of the NCAA, man. It's, you know, the Bama-LSU game, always a big marquee game. LSU's been total trash this year, so I wasn't too excited about that game. But that game's been canceled because down in Baton Rouge has been a melting pot, if you will, for the coronavirus. And that is terrible news, obviously, but just goes to speak. They're trying to reschedule as best as possible, but they only have a certain number of times they can reschedule, if not outright cancel games. They're infringing upon the tournament play-ins, you know what I'm saying? Trying to reschedule for mid-December and things like that. So it's not looking too hot for the college football season. Going to be interesting to see how they come out with what 4 teams should be in the playoff picture once everybody's gotten to the end of their respective seasons. I don't know if it's going to be a Pac-12 champ, SEC champ, Big Ten champ, ACC champ, Clemson, Notre Dame. Trevor Lawrence missed that game because he had Corona, but his backup QB led them to a very contested and highly entertaining game, but they did ultimately lose because their defense let Notre Dame just do basically whatever they wanted. Double OT thriller there. But they'll have to meet again because Notre Dame's playing an ACC schedule. So they're going to have to possibly beat them again to get that final bid. So who knows, man, really how that whole top 4 playoff picture is going to pan out for the NCAA. Hopefully they can, I say hopefully get a control on the coronavirus within their own respective campuses. But it seems, again, because there's no standardized practices, each conference has their own systems, whether it be trying to contact trace, and if somebody's popping up positive, it's 10 days here. In other conferences, it's 14 days. So again, man, the lack of unification or consistency across any sort of board is really just making all of these situations clusterfucks. Unfortunate, and it really is a bare minimum as just a fan. You just gotta love the sport to really just be trying to persevere and make any sense out of it, because otherwise it's a bunch of malarkey. The NFL, I guess I'll give them a slightly better, you know, if I'm giving the NCAA a D for their handling of it thus far, I'll give the NFL a C. You know, they're okay. They at least incorporated playing around, you know, COVID outbreaks happening. So teams, if you'd be lucky to get your bye week, but if it's a COVID situation, that becomes your bye week. If player personnel pops up with it, that's your bye week. Now you gotta cancel practice, just do Zoom meetings or Microsoft team meetings, whatever technology deal they have, and sort of just take it from there. But if that doesn't work, like the Tennessee Titans had a whole issue where they were basically playing themselves out of playing games for 14 days. Had your bye week taken, then people were still popping up and it was looking like maybe they need to be fined beyond it for breaking coronavirus protocol. So, oh man, it's just pretty crazy. And on top of that, the NFL playoff situation where they're discussing potentially 8 teams from both conferences. Already weird enough that this was going to be the first time where 7 teams were going to be into the playoffs with only one team, the top team from each conference, getting a bye week. Now they're saying if there's a continuation of canceled games, if they're going to expand it to make it basically half the league gets into the playoffs for some stupid reason. It's going to end up looking like an NCAA March Madness tournament, as far as I'm concerned. But I guess we'll just cross that bridge when we get there. Now, if we're talking MVPs, of course, quarterbacks are going to be leading those discussions. You got Tom Brady, who just took a big loss to Drew Brees and the Saints this past weekend, where they only put up 3 points. His stock took a hit. Patrick Mahomes, them beat the Carolina Panthers. He's going to be up there. You got Russell Wilson. He just took a bad loss to the Buffalo Bills with a combined 4 turnovers, 2 picks, 2 fumbles. I still appreciate Russ, though, because he's definitely got me in one of my leagues 8-1 thus far. He's quarterbacking me to looking like a smooth championship win, but they definitely took a step back, taking an L. And then you got the rookie QB shining, trying to get their, you know, their respects. Joey B, Joey Burrow leading the Bengals to more wins now and at least a new sense of we can accomplish things with Joey B, even if they are still a terrible team, because he's just having to try and make something out of nothing basically every week. But you got Tua with the Dolphins showing some nice promise. You got Herbert with the Chargers showing some nice promise as well. So, I mean, the next crop of staple QBs for the league is looking nice. I'd say a dark horse for the discussion of MVP would be Josh Allen. Had a great start, was putting up big numbers. I think his shoulder got banged up, even though it was non-throwing shoulder for a few weeks. The offense was kind of sputtering around. They took a couple ugly losses, one in particular to Kansas City on a rainy day. The defense kind of just got ran over, and he couldn't get much going on the offense. But he's sort of had a couple bounce back games, put up some big numbers. So I'm sure he's also in that MVP discussion. He is, as far as I'm concerned, in the least. Christian McCaffrey, if we're talking fantasy sports, man, a big thing, he was hurt. I had scooped in that same league where Russell Wilson is carrying me to victory. I had scooped up Mike Davis, Christian McCaffrey's backup, and had just been coasting with him, Alvin Kamara, and James Conner. I mean, come on, man. I stacked that with Tyler Lockett and Russell Wilson, that team. You can see why I'm dominating over there. But Christian McCaffrey's hurt again. Got a couple of other big running backs maybe coming back from injury. Nick Chubb coming back. David Johnson for the Texans, unable to pass the concussion protocol. So his backup, Duke Johnson, going to be the starter replacement for him this week as the Texans battle the Browns. You've got Nick Chubb, like I said, possibly looking like he's trending. It would be great if he does come back, because in this other league where I have him and Austin Eckler, who's also been on injured reserve, they got hurt at the exact same time, basically, in different games on the same week, and it's basically terminated all the momentum I had going in that league. I've had to make crazy dumb adjustments on the fly, but your boy's been managing. But he's looking like he's on the way back there as well. But CMC, again, if you can pick up Mike Davis, if you haven't already, CMC is not going to be playing. Man, so some key NFL games I think we got coming up this weekend, games that I'll be looking forward to. It'll be interesting to see if Tom Brady bounces back. They're playing the Carolina Panthers. It's a divisional game. I think they should be win. They should win, and it should be rather easy. The Carolina defense can really just be had. They don't get a lot of pressure on QBs. And I'm sure Tom Brady ain't trying to lose 2 games in a row with his new team. So that should be an interesting game. You got Russell Wilson and the Seahawks versus the Chargers. Another big divisional game. I'm taking Seattle in that game. If we're talking QB versus QB, I like Russ more than I like Jared Goff. The defense for Seattle is terrible. By any metric, they are terrible, which is why Russ is having to put up stupid, crazy MVP numbers. And I'm sure the Rams defense with Jalen Ramsey, with Aaron Donald on it, they're going to cause some problems. But I think if it comes down to who's going to be the clutch quarterback in the end, definitely taking Russell Wilson in that. You got Baltimore and New England, which means, you know, Sunday night we got Lamar Jackson versus Cam. The Patriots have been terrible, but they just got a big win over the more terrible Jets. So, you know, they're feeling it a little bit. I think Lamar, he's still trying to find his way with that offense. His passing, as far as him being a better passer, I haven't really seen much of that development from him this year. You got people like, again, another quarterback, a young quarterback, looking at Kyler Murray with the Arizona Cardinals. He's taking on Buffalo, Josh Allen. So, again, another matchup right there with two promising future quarterbacks. I think I'm giving the edge to Josh Allen in that one slightly because I also like, again, the counterparts, the defense of the Bills. I like that a little more than the Cardinals' defense. Monday night game, Minnesota at Chicago. Chicago's terrible. There'll be another one of those teams looking at quarterbacks. I know their record doesn't say they're terrible. The defense has been good, but that offense is so up and down, I wouldn't bet any money on them. So I'm going to take Minnesota on the road there. We've got teams on bye week, Atlanta, Dallas, Kansas City, and the terrible Jets. We're looking like they're headed straight for the Trevor Lawrence sweepstake when it comes draft time next year. Some other games I care about, again, Chargers versus Dolphins, because again, two promising young quarterbacks, Herbert and Tua, going at it. That should be pretty entertaining. If I'm picking, I'm never picking the Chargers to win anything because I'm a Broncos fan and they're in my division. So give me Tua and the Dolphins there. San Fran versus New Orleans. San Fran's beat to hell. Go ahead and, you know, get that easy dub if you're Drew Brees and the Saints. And other than that, some other games I really don't care about. So that is sports. And if you're wondering, how do you keep sane with all this stuff going on, man? I don't know how you do it. If you're not listening to music, I got a nice list of music albums I've been listening to for a minute now. Like I said, it's been a minute since I was here. I know a couple months, so it's been a number of albums. Let me see if I'm starting. Give me that Jaguar album by Victoria Monet. Beautiful. All Eyes on You by Jazz Karras. Hope I'm saying that name right. Limbo by Aminé. King's Disease by Nas. Thong Song by Amber Mark. Detroit 2 from Big Sean. Boy, The Director's Cut from Currency. Floor Seats 2, ASAP Ferg. Rap and Roll by Dom Kennedy. Alicia by Alicia Keys. Anniversary, Bryson Tiller's long-awaited follow-up album, finally gave us that. Savage Mode 2 by 21 Savage and Metro Boomin, narrated by Morgan Freeman. Come on, man. Do I need to say any more than that? Slide Through just to show you. What's Up by Rocky Fresh. Stream of Thought Volume 3, Cain and Abel by Black Thought. The Libra by T.I. Definitely highly recommend that one. Another long-awaited album was featuring Ty Dolla $ign by Ty Dolla $ign. Now, I'm a big Ty Dolla $ign fan, you know what I'm saying? Shout-outs to him, shout-out to Taylor Gang as a whole. But this album was okay. It's cool. Is it my favorite Ty Dolla $ign album? Nope. Is it something I'm going to go back to before I go back to, like, Free TC or one of the beach houses? Probably not, but it's a good album and it's Ty Dolla $ign, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Maybe not something you really just delve into with any sort of depth per se, not to disrespect the efforts that go into it. But again, this is a year where in some artist cases, I can understand how it's just a laptop dump of music that may or may not be really adequate or that have that same sort of depth you may have gotten from them on previous projects. Another album, continuing, If You Feel by Xavier Omar, Homegrown by Smoke Dizzle, Burden of Proof by Benny the Butcher, Misunderstood by Queen Naija, Speak No Blue and Cake by Styli, and then an album I've really been on. Now, a couple other ones just came out today. You got Pluto, Baby Pluto with Future and Lil Uzi Vert. That's cool. No disrespect. So Help Me God, a 2 Chainz album, another cool one, no disrespect, but an album I've really been feeling, and I'm sure, man, you put this on, you'll get the vibes. Made in Lagos by Wizkid. Highly recommend it. If you can see me now, mwah, chef's kiss to the sky for this album. A beautiful masterpiece. And these are all albums that I've been listening to in the some sort of order. None really as far as what I'm listening to more than others, unless we're talking again that WizKid album and that that A King's Disease. I've been giving that a few rotations as well, and that Jaguar, if I gave you a top three. So Jaguar by Victoria Monet, King's Disease by Nas, and that Made in Lagos by WizKid. Music for your consideration.
So as always, thank you for joining me on this latest episode of the official Don J Radio Show. Episode 20, Fall Forward. Always fall forward, y'all. I hope y'all will check out the next episode. We'll have a couple of guest features getting ready for the holidays, going into, you know, more of the personal reflection side. I wanted to recap on everything that's been going on. Didn't get to all of it this time, so y'all have to tune in for episode 21. Check that out soon. But in the meantime, in between time, stay blessed. Don't be stressed. Drink plenty of water and mind your business. Stay woke.